Racism is a serious public health threat. That's the new assessment by the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's something many Americans have known too well for years, and it's become increasingly apparent during a pandemic that has disproportionately harmed people of color. Health disparities extend far beyond COVID-19, sometimes starting at the very beginning of life. The CDC has found black infants are twice as likely to die as non-Hispanic white babies. Other serious health inequities include higher rates of illness and death from diabetes, obesity, and heart disease for people of color. Joining us now is Dr. Jewel Mullen, Associate Dean for Health Equity at Dell Medical School at the University of Texas, Austin. Dr. Mullen, welcome back.
Thank you, Callum.
So I know this connection between racism and public health is certainly not news to you since you study health equity, and more than 150 state and local governments have already made this declaration. But I wonder, since you previously held a leadership position in the Department of Health and Human Services, how significant you think it is for a federal agency like the CDC to weigh in?
Callum, I consider this declaration as having unfolded in a long time coming framework. We've been waiting for this for a long time. And to have the Centers for Disease Control make this statement calls upon all of us to do what a lot of scientists have used to push back against the notion that racism actually is a public health or health issue. We often say,
what do you make of the timing right now?
The timing is I won't even say overdue. It's an opportunity that ought not be squandered. It's especially timely because we've had, as you say, state and local entities declaring racism as a public health issue. And we've heard statements from lots of private sector leaders declaring anti-racism postures. The question is, how do they define that, and what are they going to do about that? The CDC.
Yeah, there's a difference between postures and deliverables. I want to dig in, as you mentioned that, what the promises are the CDC has made that are attached to this declaration. It says, for example, that it plans to continue studying how racism impacts public health. How would you rate the state of affairs right now, current efforts to understand and research what's really happening?
There are two ways of looking at it. One is that we've spent too much time ignoring what's before us. So those who still have a hard time looking at the news this week and observing what's happened in Minneapolis, for example, and being troubled to see the relationship between race, racism, and the death of another black man, can't keep turning away from those possibilities. But at the same time, everyone who says prove it and prove the solutions that work now will be provided through the work that CDC can do with what some people say they need, the evidence. That's really important as well. We spend a lot of time.
There's a financial component to this too, Dr. Mullen. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
that's okay.
The CDC says it's going to expand investments in disproportionately affected communities. And I'm wondering if you controlled the purse strings, what would you do with that money? What would be an ideal target for federal funding in your mind?
We need systems change at the same time that we need more strategic programmatic investments. Systems changes enable us to do things such as arm agencies to actually collect data. We've been talking about poor data in testing for COVID, understanding cases and fatalities associated with COVID, for example. So setting up those systems is important. Along with that, creating leadership positions in every agency to actually shepherd this work along, including training the leaders to actually be the sponsors of it, because that doesn't always happen. At the same time that we continue to strategically support people who's have housing and food insecurity, need more stability and improved education, for example, and better access to healthcare by linking health care systems and public health systems better. Monies can be used for that as well.
So in the moment we have left, how would you measure progress? Because as you mentioned a moment ago, sometimes the data is lacking. How will we know whether this effort is successful?
The first thing that we have to do is truly and meaningfully get behind it. For a few years now, we've talked about the centuries of inequality that have created the inequities responsible for the disparities that you noted at the beginning of this segment. So we know that already. What we have to do over time is stay with the work, continue to stay with it, and push forward. This cannot be a moment that people are interested in right now because of what's happened in the pandemic and with violence.
Dr. Jewel Mullen, we'll have to leave it there. I'm sorry. The Associate Dean for Health Equity at Dell Medical School at UT Austin. Dr. Mullen, thank you.
Thank you.